following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan the Insurance Man. You're listening to the Insurance Hour. I've got a guest with me today, John Sims with Center State Bank. He is the branch manager at the Corinthian Avenue location in Ortega, and we're going to say welcome to John, and he's going to talk to us about some of the stuff that his bank offers, HSA accounts, some business lending express program for business owners, and how he helps some business owners and individuals on their banking needs. And our phone numbers today are 222-TALK or 222-8255. We got plenty of lines open, and a special promotion. If you give us a call, ask us a question, either to myself or John, you will get a free book, Uncovered: What Really Happens After the Storm, Flood, Earthquake, or Fire, by Mark Goldwich, my guest from last week, Gold Star Adjusters, a personal adjuster here in the Jacksonville area. So again, the phone numbers are 222-TALK or 222-8255. And with that, I'll let John kind of introduce himself, and we'll get started on our topics of conversation for today.
Good afternoon, Dan. I'm happy to be here. Good afternoon, Jacksonville. I am John Sims, and I'm a manager with Center State Bank. Center State is a fully commercial bank. It's headquartered in Florida, in Winter Haven. We're proud of that fact that we're a local community bank. And we're here and proud to serve the residents and business owners of Northeast Florida.
John, we were kind of talking before the show, and we kind of were talking about health insurance and some of the things that you offer. And you said, oh, you know, we have a great HSA account for people who are on a qualified health savings account plan. You have a great way of saving them money and helping their money grow at the same time. Tell us about the program.
That's right. So we have an HSA product that we feel is quite beneficial to employers and just individuals. What's kind of sets our product apart is that it does not have any management fees tied to it. Several HSA products will charge management fees kind of on the back end. Whatever the insurance, health insurance plan is, if it's an HSA qualified, meaning it's a high deductible plan, there will be a back end financial institution that often manages that HSA product. And a lot of times there's charging a couple of dollars a month in management fees for that. And even if the that product is interest earning in some way, the management fees often outweigh the interest earned. So over time, the money that individual will put in there is going to be eaten away. So our product being management fee free as well as interest earning is a way for folks to use more of their dollars for the intended purposes, and they keep them. So we think it's pretty special.
Oh, that's pretty neat. And tell me, how would somebody like that works for a company that doesn't offer any type of group benefits, doesn't have a health insurance plan set up, if they want to fund the HSA with pre-tax dollars, and it comes out of their and just have it deducted out of their paycheck, are they able to do that using Center State Bank?
They are. First, again, going back to, they need to have a high deductible qualified HSA health plan, and they can either get that by visiting Thomas & Associates and going through you or anywhere else, although we recommend going to Dan the Insurance Man for those needs. Once they have that high deductible health plan set up, they can contact me, and we can go ahead and set them up with an HSA plan, an account. Operates just like a checking account. So you get a check card, you get checks, and that account is solely tied to that individual. The IRS sets certain funding caps annually of how much it can be for an individual or a family. But those are pre-tax dollars that are put into that account, and then they can be used for health-related expenses. One of the neat things about it is it goes with the individual. So if that individual was to change jobs, retire, whatever it is, that money stays with them. And they don't lose it at the end of the year if they don't use the entirety of the balance. Another unique thing about it is over time, they can use it as kind of a supplemental retirement vehicle if they'd like. They can use it if they know I'm going to have health expenses later on in life. They can build up that HSA account and then use it for later in life expenses that they may not have currently.
And now the other benefit is that, you know, you get to retirement age, that HSA account, the money in there also acts kind of like an IRA. So if they were to remove the money and not use it for a qualified health expense, then the money just comes out of the account and it gets taxed at whatever their taxable rate is in retirement.
That's correct. Now, if they do use it for a health-related expense, then they're not going to have the tax penalties that are associated with that. So it's a neat way for individuals, if they're kind of planning and looking to the future, or even if they have needs today, to make their money work for them in a smarter way.
And how difficult is it? I mean, I think you showed me a one-page application form.
That's right. We try to make it as simple as possible. There's an application form. It's filled out by the individual, and it can either be for the individual or the family. And again, the IRS sets different funding caps for those, and I can talk about that in a minute. If you have an existing HSA plan and you're looking at it and you identify, hey, I've got management fees that are being taken out every month, there's a simple transfer form. And we handle that all on our end. For whatever financial institution that's currently managing that HSA account. So again, the individual doesn't see any of kind of the pain points associated with moving an account around. We handle it all on our end. We open up the account, they get a check card, they get checks, and they would use it just like any other checking account.
And it's best to let Center State Bank make that transfer so that no money ever reaches. So if I were wanting to transfer money from one HSA account to one managed by Center State Bank, it's better for me to let you guys do it so that I never touch the money and the IRS says, hey, you don't owe taxes because I never touched the money. I never received a check. I never received anything. I don't have any tax consequence.
That's true. And I think it's just easier from a transfer standpoint. Depending on the financial institution that may be currently managing that account, they may send the check directly to the individual, but we always request that it gets sent directly to us. Sometimes it can be an electronic transfer. We've seen paper checks mailed straight to us, and then we just deposit them directly. But yes, to eliminate any potential for the individual of accidentally using those funds for non-health-related expenses and then potentially getting hit with any kind of a penalty of any kind, we would handle that on our end.
Well, that's good. That's good. And how long have you been at Center State Bank, and how long has Center State Bank been here in the Jacksonville area?
Sure. So Center State Bank's been around for almost 30 years. It's been in the Jacksonville area for about almost 10 years now. I've been with the bank since April in my current capacity as a manager. Center State Bank is rapidly growing bank. Most recently, we announced our most recent acquisition of National Commerce Bank. And if you're unfamiliar with that name, you probably are familiar with First Atlantic. So that is under the National Commerce umbrella. And so in 2019, we'll be completing that acquisition. And so we'll be adding an additional 7 or 8, depending branches to the Jacksonville market under the Center State name. We currently have 4 branches in the market right now, but we're going to rapidly grow in 2019. We're very excited about that.
So you've got your branch on Corinthian Avenue in Ortega, And where are the other branches located?
That's right. So our four current branches are, as you said, in Ortega. And then we have one in King Street, which is in Riverside. We have another one downtown on Laura Street. And then we have a branch on the south side, which is basically at the corner of JTB and Phillips Highway.
All right, guys, I hear the music. We're going to go on to a break. And when we come back, we'll pick up and we'll talk about the Business Lending Express program at Center State.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer's a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for. And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, this is Dan the Insurance Man. We're back on the air. The phone numbers here are 222-TALK or 222-8255. We've got John Sims with Center State Bank as a guest. Give us a call if and ask us a question either to me or to John, and I will get you a free book, Uncovered, What Really Happens After the Storm, by Mark Goldwich, a personal adjuster with the owner of Gold Star Adjusters. It's a great book. If you missed our show last week, it's a great way to learn some of the material we discussed. John, we were kind of talking over the break, and a little bit before the show ever started, about your Business Lending Express program. So kind of talk to us how you help small business owners with that program.
Well, thank you, Dan. So we know for small businesses and small business owners that oftentimes getting access to capital or lines of credit can always be a challenge. We know that they maybe have next 60 or 90 receivables, and sometimes their cash flow isn't as streamlined as they'd like it to be. And we also know time's money. And so Center State is a banking institution has looked at that and said, we really want to focus on empowering and supporting our small business owners throughout the First Coast community and in the state as well. So we came up with a Business Lending Express program. So some of the details about it are, it offers term loans, owner-occupied real estate loans, and business lines of credits to organizations that are in need or looking to expand or grow, buy some new equipment. It's up to $250,000, and we created our own kind of scoring matrix. And if a business qualifies and fits within that, oftentimes we can give a decision within 48 hours and do not require financials. If we need to do a little bit of due diligence and come through and really kind of make sure that we've dotted all our I's, crossed all our T's, we're looking maybe back for 1 year of financials. What kind of sets that apart and makes it kind of a what we call an express program is that doing a full commercial underwrite sometimes can be painful to a small business owner. Going back, looking at 3 years of financials, having to get your bookkeeper or CPA, somebody to come in, there's cost to the business owner in doing that. We handle all the underwriting on our end, and we try to make it as streamlined and seamless and quick and painless as possible. So with that, we think that it's a really unique way to support the growing businesses, the small businesses in the First Coast area. And like I said, it's up to $250,000 for lines of credit, term loans, owner-occupied real estate loans, 48-hour turnaround in terms of a decision, and often no financials or just 1 year is needed.
So if a business owner any restrictions on what a business owner can use the funds for? Or
what we often see is if they are looking to say, you know, I need to purchase some new equipment. I have, you know, different for repairs, maintenance, whatever that is, or I'm looking to expand my business. I need to be able to get a new building, or I have a fleet of vehicles and I need to purchase new vehicles. All those are perfectly qualifiable reasons to do it. If they're saying, you know, cash flow, again, because I'm net 60 or net 90s with my receivables, and payroll may be an issue, meaning that kind of a commitment. And so they need a line of credit to be able to smooth out that cash flow. That's another great, great scenario to use this product in this program here. You know, in that it's open enrollment, a lot of businesses, sometimes business owners will look at it and say, you know, I'd really like to be able to offer some kind of benefits to my employees. But again, my cash flow is not as stable as I'd like it to be. And so making those monthly payments for the insurance plans, and hopefully they would go to Thomas & Associates to do that. You know, getting another, like a business online of credit so that way they can streamline and flatten that out some, is very beneficial.
Okay. And so I know you mentioned that, you know, typically you don't ask for any financials. You may not, and then maybe 1 year worth of financials. So how long does a business owner have to be in business to be able to qualify for the loan?
We typically like to see about 2 years, because then we can actually see cash flow. We can look at P&L. We can actually see what that business is actually doing, show some sustainability for the organization as well. But again, it's always a conversation. We want to sit down and talk to that business owner and figure out exactly what their goals are, how we can support them, and what's the best way to make them successful long term. At Center State, we have a value of having a long term horizon approach with all the different decisions that we make. So it's not we just want to make that transaction and be done with it. We really want to sit down and identify what's the best thing to make that organization, that business owner, that individual successful long term. And so with that in mind, I think it allows us, it puts us in a position to partner with the organizations and the folks that we're sitting across the table from and say, how can we build a relationship?
Well, that's always good because relationships are what help people grow. And when you have a good relationship with your banker, things can be a little bit quicker and easier and smoother, of course. How do you help a business owner who says, you know, hey, I need to, you know, maybe a business owner's been turned down by a loan from a bank or two because either their cash flow's not there or the collateral that the bank is looking for isn't available. How do you help a business owner in those respects?
Yes. So that's where we kind of get creative, right? So we want to roll up our sleeves and really partner with that business owner and say, you know, what are your long-term strategies? What are your long-term goals? And how can we partner with you to help you get there? One option could be a life insurance policy. So if a business owner, small business owner says, I'm looking to grow my business in this area and I need this kind of capital or line of credit to be able to do that, but I don't have the equity, my accounts receivables, or I just don't have any kind of collateral that I can bring to the table, one of the things we can do is we can look at taking out a life insurance policy on the business owner, making the bank the beneficiary. So heaven forbid something would happen, the bank wouldn't be out everything.
Right. Typically, is that still going through like the Business Lending Express program, or is that a different program at the bank?
No, we would probably look at doing a full commercial underwrite on that if we need to dive down deep to really understand what some of the hurdles are and the challenges. But that's where having that relationship really becomes a benefit because then we can sit down and say, okay, we know we have an established relationship. We're building a relationship. We know what the long-term goals are. And so we can know how to help that business owner get there.
And then, so we've got a business owner. He's been in business a couple of years and where's my train of thought going here? They're like, hey, I want to hire some employees. I want to offer some group benefits so I can attract a higher caliber of employees, or I want to retain employees. My turnover rate's too high. They want to put a group benefit plan in place. So that's something that that a small business owner can come to you and say, you know, hey, I want to add this to my business. Can I get an equity line or a business loan? Or something that will help me have the cash flow or the cash to get it in place.
Right, absolutely. And so, you know, that's always one of the biggest challenges is to any organization, especially specifically small businesses, is turnover, retaining good talent and being able to motivate that talent and reward that talent. There's a huge expense in turnover and in onboarding. And so if you're looking to retain that talent and you say, you know, one of the things I need to do as that business owner to retain that talent or able to grow and attract new talent is be able to be competitive with my other organizations, you know, people that are maybe other job offers out there, because you either don't provide benefits or you don't provide robust benefits. And you're going, you know, that's a lot to take on. I don't have the cash in house to be able to afford to do that. We can sit down and look at that and we can try to figure out how to get you there. And so if applying and issuing a business line of credit or restructuring some of those finances or looking at those kind of things, we can do that. And so we will sit down with that business owner and go over those finer details to see how we can help them accomplish those things.
And then is typically a business, what size business would be, maybe either be too, is there a business that's too small to work with or a business that's too large to work with for Center State Bank or for yourself? Or
no, we never want to turn anybody away and say that we wouldn't talk to them. I've worked with organizations where they're sole proprietorships. So they're just in business by themselves and they're rocking and rolling and we love that. And we're happy to have those relationships. And then we work with organizations that have, you know, up to 50 employees or maybe more than that. And we love that. And we're happy to have those relationships as well. Every relationship is unique. And so that's why it's important for us to say, let's sit down and have a conversation. Let's build that relationship. So let's really understand what's special about your organization and makes you successful and how we can partner with you and support you to get you to those long-term goals.
All right. So again, the phone numbers are 222-TALK or 222-8255. We've got some open lines. Don't hesitate. Give us a call. Ask us a question. Get a free book. We got the music. We're coming on to our long break here. We get the news, and I'm going to stop talking so you can hear the music a little bit more clearly, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole has saluted President George H.W. Bush at the casket of the late president. Like Mr. Bush, Dole is a World War II veteran. He arrived at the Capitol Rotunda in a wheelchair pushed by an aide. At the casket side, the aide lifted Mr. Dole, 95 years old himself, into a standing position. Once steadied, Mr. Dole saluted. Bush died last week in Houston at the age of 94. Political combatants of various stripes have set aside their fights to honor the former president. His casket will remain in the Capitol Rotunda until tomorrow morning. Democrats in the Wisconsin Assembly are now branding a Republican lame duck session as illegitimate. They're eschewing debate limits, setting up a potential filibuster. Republicans are expected to vote today on bills that would weaken the incoming Democratic Governor Lex Powers. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 700 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer is a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for. And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
With all the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping and party planning, it's sometimes easy to forget what the true meaning of Christmas is. Well, the Boger family at Boger Shoes would like to remind everyone what the Christmas season is all about. Christmas is about the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, who was born to Mary and Joseph in a lowly manger in Bethlehem. There were no office parties, no Christmas trees, just the arrival of three kings that brought gifts and knelt beside this manger occupied by the Savior of our world. When you think about Christmas this year, please reflect on why this holiday is so significant. Since 1957, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes offers free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. So stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger's difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. And Merry Christmas from everyone at Boger Shoes.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports. They got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan the Insurance Man. We're back on the flip side of the break. The phone number is 222-TALK or 222-8255. Give us a call. We've got our guest, John Sims, with Center State Bank. He can answer a lot of questions if you're a small business owner and need some help or looking for some capital or a loan or a line of credit, or even if you're just an individual and you need some help in opening up a really clever and cost-saving HSA account and have the money deducted right out of your paycheck. to help you save a little bit better and quicker and easier. You know, John can help you get that all set up. You know, back in the day, banks used to give away toasters whenever you opened up a new account with them. So, John, did the bank still do that in some capacity, or?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was going through our back storage closet the other day, and I actually found some toasters. So, you know, I'm sure we'd be happy to give those away if somebody came out and opened an account with us. Toasters, Pyrex baking dishes, all the old mantra of fun things that banks used to try to entice people to come into. So I don't know how much actively that's done anymore. I don't know how much pull that gets, but yeah, we still got them.
All right, so there you go. You heard it, everyone. If you go to Center State Bank, the one in Ortega, the one that's managed by John Sims, he knows they have them, and if you open up an account, even if it's just an HSA account, he'll hook you up with a Pyrex or a toaster, and he'll test it to make sure it even still works before you walk out of the bank with it. So, you know, we kind of were talking during the break, and you said, you know, hey, there's kind of like some movement on the interest rates that the banks are going to start looking like they're going to pay out a little bit better on the interest rates and on the CD rates and stuff. So how would that help or benefit, you know, you think, oh, higher interest rates, but,
right.
But how does that, you know, but that can kind of help a business owner at the same time.
That's right. So we know that the Fed has been raising the prime rate. You know, it's currently sitting at a 5.25. There's chatter that it'll be raised again before the end of the year. We'll see what happens with that. I think next week or towards the mid of the month, the Fed's supposed to meet again and kind of decide what they're going to do there. But rates are moving up, and so we're seeing that deposit rates are starting to move up as well. One product in particular is certificates of deposits, or CDs. So, you know, going back to talking about our small business owners, or even just individuals, if you've got some cash, you've got some liquid capital on hand, and you don't want to use it all for something, and you're saying, what can I do? I don't know exactly. I need to take out a loan for something. We can do something that's called a CD secured loan. So typically what we'll do is, let's say you take out, and these are all kind of just hypothetical for the sake of the example here. Let's say you take out a 12-month CD that's at 2%, and you're like, I want to take out a loan against this CD. What we're going to do is we're going to say you can take out a loan up to 80% of the value of the CD, so the principal that you put in. We'll tack on about 2% on top of the rate of the loan itself. So, again, for this example, that would put your loan at about a 4% loan rate. Well, if prime's at 5.25 right now, and then in this example, you're sitting there looking like you got a loan for 4%, that's a subprime rate. So that's kind of a unique option that some people may have. Now, you got to have the capital in hand to be able to do that. But if you're looking at it going, well, I don't want to lose all of this capital that I have, that's an option that some folks can do. And so we're easy enough to set those things up. And we're happy to help people.
Well, that's good. And then how do you help, Center State also has like a marketing program that they can help small business owners with.
That's right. So we know that for organizations, small business owners in particular, promoting your business or your product or marketing yourself, it can be time consuming and it can be costly. And kind of probably second to payroll, that's maybe your next biggest expense that you would have. So Center State really looks at that and says, how can we help that small business market themselves and try to drive more profit to them? So one of the things we do is we have the savings partner program. So if it's a Center State client, it's a business, and they offer some kind of a discount, whatever they choose that discount to be to other Center State clients that they may do business with, we'll take their branding and their marketing and put it online on our social media platforms and things like that. And so it gives them a broader exposure and a greater reach and kind of gets their brand out into markets that they may not be target marketing in. We're 107 branches throughout the state of Florida, from basically Jacksonville all the way down to Miami. We're expanding into Georgia and Alabama in 2019. So we'll be throughout the Southeast. So that's kind of a unique thing that we do, that we want just as a benefit to our clients, that we say, hey, we want to help you out. We know that getting your brand out there, getting some exposure, kind of takes a lot sometimes, and we have a large presence throughout the state, and so we want to be able to support them.
And you said that there's what was the cost to the?
It's pretty much nothing to the organization. All we ask is that you give some kind of a discount. You decide what it is, some kind of a perk or whatever that it may be, to other center state clients that you may do business with, and that's it.
So if I were a small business owner and I said, you know, hey, somebody wants to come in and buy a book from me, and I said, oh, if you're a Center State banking customer, you'll get a 10% discount off of the price of the book. You'll put my company logo and stuff on your website to promote my business, so that if somebody comes and wants to buy a book and they get a 10% discount because they're a Center State client as well.
Right. So we see, especially with social media, you know, where everybody's, you know, things are tagged and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we'll do exactly that. We'll put your logo up there. It's a small little kind of quarter sheet, little form. You just fill out the information. So we have the accurate information we know to put up, because we want to give out the right phone number and address for your business. You know, send us your logo and we're off to the races. So that's just kind of one of the things that we do, that we want to support our small businesses with.
Well, that's pretty neat. That's actually quite unique, and goes beyond neat. It's actually quite unique. Hey, our phone number is 222-TALK or 222-8255. We do have some open phone lines. So, give us a call. Get a free book. Ask John a question if you're a small business owner and you think you might need his help securing a line of credit or a small business loan for some equipment or to buy a work truck or something along those lines. John would love to talk to you, and you know, so give him a call, ask him your questions, and start the ball rolling or the process going there. Again, the phone number is 222-TALK or 222-8255. So tell me, what else can Center State Bank do to help either an individual or a small business owner?
Yeah. So another thing that we have that we think is pretty special is we call it our Fresh Start program. So if there's an individual, you know, they had a run of bad luck, they had some charged off accounts, we've got a special checking account program that they can qualify for. So if they have no more than two charged off accounts with other banks, and they don't have more than about $500 in outstanding balances, we can open up an account for them. So we see sometimes, you know, folks just may have had a run of bad luck and they had an account closed at another banking institution. We'll say, hey, you know what? Everybody deserves a second chance, and we want to try to help you out on that. In fact, we'll even say, even if you had up to two charged off accounts. So that's kind of a nice thing that we think we kind of offer, and we try. Again, it's about building that relationship with our clients, and we want to see them be successful. We also have a school partnering program. So if you have a child enrolled in a school, and you can sign up for the school partner program. You can tell us, hey, I want to be part of the school partner program. We work with that school. And so what we do is we look at all of the accounts, the parents that have accounts with us and their kids that are enrolled at the different schools. And then we take an aggregate of that and we make that donation back to the school. There's some finer details into how that all works and is calculated. But we really value being a part of the community. And so we know that you oftentimes bank with the people that you know. And so we want to be invested in the community that we live in. So that's another program that we offer that we think is kind of cool, and it helps support our community.
All right. So again, the phone number is 222-TALK or 222-8255. Give us a call, get a free book, ask John or myself a question. The music's playing. I think it's our last break before our last segment. And so we'll catch you on the flip side of this music, and we'll go over some additional interesting information.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan the Insurance Man. You're listening to the Insurance Hour. Our phone number here, if you want to ask a question, is 222-TALK or 222-8255. And, you know, John, you never gave out the phone number for your branch. So go ahead and do that now before we forget, and let our listening audience know how they can reach out to you.
Right. The branch that I'm at, the direct line is 904-301-2250.
Okay. And is that the best number to reach out to you on? Is there a general mailbox there or for if they want to email you or something, or is the phone number the best number?
They can email me as well. My email address is jdsims, S-I-M-M-S, at centerstatebank.com.
Okay. So that was J-D, as in David, Sims, S-I-M-M-S, at centerstatebank.com.
That's right.
All right. So, you know, we were kind of talking in the break, and you know, I'm kind of caught and captured by your business lending express program. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, there are some, when it comes to health insurance or group options for business owners, there's a couple of programs, that are run by some insurance companies, some of the big ones like Aetna and United Healthcare. They run what's known as a level funded program, which is basically a program where the business owner can generate some profit sharing or like a return of premium as a simple way of explaining things. so that if they have a low claims experience, they can earn as much as 50%, or in some cases, you know, up to 100% of the premiums they paid throughout the year, they get them back at the end of the year. And I'm just thinking to myself, that's a great opportunity for your Business Lending Express program for a business owner to come in and say, hey, I want to offer group health insurance. The premiums are paid for on a monthly basis using either in this case, probably a line of credit. It helps smooth out their cash flow throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, if everything has worked well, knock on wood, they experience a low claims history, they're going to get 50% at the very minimum, 50% of their premiums back. And depending on the company, maybe as much as 100% of their premiums back. And they've basically borrowed money to put together a program to entice employees to stay and potentially lowered their turnover rate, and enticed new employees, new people to come in and potentially work for them to help grow the business and take them to, and they can take themselves to the next level. So how does that, you know, how would a business owner approach you or say, you know, hey, this is what I want to do, and how would the Business Lending Express program work?
Right. And that's a great thing for small business owners, knowing that there is just such a cost in providing insurance to your employees. So if a business owner wanted to explore our Business Lending Express program and they were interested in a line of credit, term loan, or owner-occupied real estate loan, something of that nature, they would simply just call us up. We have a pretty quick and easy application form that they would fill out, or we can take it over the phone even. Or if not, I'm happy to go to their office and sit down with them face-to-face and even be able to walk them through that process in person. Once that application is submitted, we put it through our qualifying process. If it meets our criteria, then within 48 hours, we're going to be able to give an answer on if they're approved or not and for what amount. And again, that amount can go up to $250,000. And then from there, they can use that to fund purchasing insurance or whatever they need to make their business successful. It's a pretty easy process from that applicant and that client's perspective. Like I said, we handle all the underwriting. We have a team of people that's all they do on our end. And so it makes it pretty simple and pretty easy.
Right. So again, the phone numbers are 222-TALK or 222-8255. That's 222-8255. We do have some open phone lines. Give us a call. John's here to answer your questions. So whether you're an individual, a small business owner, even a medium-sized business owner, you know, now's the time to give us a call so John can kind of answer your questions a little bit here on the air. And we're happy to, if you don't want to get on the air, but you want to talk to John, feel free to give us a call. My producer, Brian, will be happy to get on the phone with you and get your name and number so that John can call you back after the show. Again, the number is 222-TALK or 222-8255. You know, we're in the middle of the open enrollment season. Take into account that you have, Medicare that ends on December 7th, just 2 days away. And you have the Affordable Care Act for your individual health insurance plans, which ends on December 15th, which is 2 days or 10 days away now. So it's going to come by a lot quicker than you think. So just remember to give somebody a call to go over your plan options with you. To make sure that you're in the right plan for next year, and that you don't have to make any changes. Again, Thomas and Associates can help you with that. The phone number at the office there is 904-730-3900, and they are a one-stop shop. So if you need a quote on your home or your auto, Thomas & Associates can help you with that as well. So again, the number at Thomas & Associates is 904-730-3900. You can also visit visit the website, healthinsurancethomas.com. If you don't want to talk to somebody, it's easier for you to chat. Use the little chat app on the website. Works quite well, and we can answer your questions can get answered through the chat app as well. So again, the numbers here at the for insurance hour is 222 talk or 222-8255. You can also visit the Insurance Hour on its Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com and do a search for at Insurance Hour, and you can visit the Facebook page, ask a question, send an email. You can give me a call through there as well. I'm available to you after the show to answer your questions. Don't hesitate. Give me a call. I'm a resource for you. So use that resource while you can. John, I'm not sure how much time we have left, probably a couple of minutes or so. 3 minutes. Gotta think. So 3 minutes. So you mentioned that you bought you guys bought another bank.
That's right. That's right. We did. National Commerce, which in this area was First Atlantic. But they have several different banks under that umbrella. I think down in St. Augustine, it's Reunion Bank, I believe. And I'm not familiar with the rest that are outside of this immediate area. That's the most recent one we announced. Earlier in the year, we announced that we bought Charter Bank as well, and that's primarily in Georgia and Alabama. So we're going to have an expanded presence, again, throughout the Southeast. We think it just strengthens our brand in the bank and what it can offer. Again, we're a full-service commercial bank, doing everything from mortgage to treasury management to merchant services, retail, commercial. Kind of it's all in there. And so the way we're structured is kind of a local market-driven approach. So the local managers are really empowered to be able to make decisions to work with our clients. So we don't necessarily have to be calling some office that's in New York or San Francisco or Chicago or somewhere else. The management team is here in Florida. So they understand what drives Florida and what makes Florida special and what makes it a great place to live and do business, which I think is very nice when folks are looking to build a relationship with a bank and have a partner instead of just somebody that's just holding their.
All right, so there you go. There you go, folks. You heard it from John Sims. If you're looking for a Florida bank to do business with that wants to do business the old-fashioned way through relationship management, and you want to be able to go in and talk to your banker and secure a loan and talk to them as to why you need that loan and hear the so that they can hear the personal reasons behind it versus just the dollar and cents. You know, it's that relationship that gets a banker to say yes to a loan that they might not normally say yes to. So give John a call at Center State Bank, and we got the music. So that's it for this week. We'll see you next week